This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow, and you're listening to our Meet the Candidates Forum, and we're at Louisiana Delta Community College. Tonight's event is brought to you by Louisiana Delta Community College, along with the Monroe Chamber of Commerce, the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber, and 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Before we get to closing statements, I'm going to introduce KEDM General Manager Jay Curtis.
We're again thankful for everyone being a part of this event, to be here, to listen, to watch, to engage, because that's what this is about. Engaged public, an informed public, is a public that can make good decisions at the ballot box. We thank you for each of these candidates for being here. You're listening tonight, you're watching tonight because you're interested, because you're involved. We ask you to take that involvement one step further and engage in the kind of thoughtful journalism, fact-based journalism, good conversations that KEDM provides every single day. Invest in that with a gift right now to KEDM Public Radio. It's very simple to do. Our website has a big red donate link in the top right-hand corner. You can make a gift in any amount, but your investment is what powers public radio, what powers this kind of access to candidates, this kind of access and discussion of quality issues that are going to affect your life today and in the years to come. So make a gift to KEDM to support journalism and to support the democracy and the republic that we stand for. Thank you.
Thank you. Couple of notes before we get to the final statements. Early voting is coming up October 16th through the 27th. Now that excludes Sunday, October 18th and October 25th. There are a lot of issues on the ballot, and I urge you to head to the Secretary of State website at sos.la.gov or download the Go Vote app to find out what all you get to vote on, because there is a lot this time and a lot of candidates to choose from. And a reminder, too, Election Day is on a Tuesday this time. So the polls open an hour earlier, and we'll have election coverage on our radio station, KEDM.org, 90.3 FM. Mr. Peter Winstrup, time for closing statements. Sir, you have 2 minutes to ask people to vote for you.
Thanks again, Corey, and thank you again to our hosts. Thanks to the folks watching and listening, and thanks to everybody in attendance today. In this pandemic, it has been disheartening to see politicians talk, yet 172 days since a solutions-based bill was passed. But at the same time, we have seen nurses, small business owners, teachers, workers finding solutions every day. We don't have a choice. We can't go to work and talk and raise money from Wall Street. We have to go to work and find solutions for our community. So the antidote to division, the antidote to the struggle that we are in, lies in the people. And as I learned in the classroom, to empower students to be the source of their own change, as your next U.S. Senator, I will empower the people of Louisiana with resources and with trust and responsibility to make decisions, to build our community, to build a better future for your children, for my children, for children across Louisiana. So I'm asking you tonight for your prayers, for your support, for your vote for United States Senate. I am Peter Winstrup, number 15 on your ballot. It's time we send a teacher to the U.S. Senate.
Thank you, Mr. Winstrup. Mr. Vinny Mendoza, sir, 2 minutes for a closing statement.
I know that everyone here and everybody at home is wondering, have five questions in mind, and I'm going to recite them for you while you think about them. You're thinking, what if Senator Cassidy takes away the Affordable Care Act? What am I going to do? What if I contract COVID-19? What am I going to do? What's going to happen to my children and grandchildren? What if I die from COVID-19? What's going to happen to my spouse? What is she going to do? My children and grandchildren. What if I lose my job? What am I going to do? What if I lose my home? People are afraid and worried. But I have a five-point action plan. And just with 2 points from there, the tax reform and the Green New Deal, we can generate more than $1 trillion a year. That's reinvesting, taking some money from the subsidies the agriculture and the power companies get. We need to reinvest in America, create jobs. So I'm going to find a way to create 50 million new jobs. But what I bring to you is integrity, loyalty, respect, leadership, which comes with faith, hope, and the love of God. Because I love every citizen in Louisiana, and I want to fight for you. I will not leave you behind. Like Senator Cassidy let 5,600 people die from COVID-19. He's not your friend. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Mr. Vinny Mendoza. The next closing statement goes to Mr. Antoine Pierce. Thank you, sir, for being here tonight. You have 2 minutes to make a closing statement.
It's okay. You'll remember me in November.
I definitely will.
My name is Antoine Pierce. I am number 12 on your ballot. We started this campaign years ago. I've been in this race the longest of anyone in this race. I announced in August of last year, but I knew years before that I would challenge Bill Cassidy. As a matter of fact, there's a video on my website, on my social media of me confronting him in 2017 before he decided to vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act. I knew then that I would challenge him because he did not have a heart for the people. So we set out across this state, talking to voters, connecting with people about their issues, be it healthcare, education, whatever their issues were, wages, job loss, and we created a platform that I know transcends party lines. It works for Republicans and Democrats, no party, independents, whoever. This is the campaign that's going to beat Bill Cassidy. That's why we were able to develop and grow a groundswell of support. And one of the things that I'm most proud of, aside from the work that we've done over the years, is that not a single dime in this campaign has come from corporations. We don't have a super PAC supporting this campaign. It comes from voters like you, everyday, hardworking voters. And the ones we value the most are those $1 donations, $2 donations, $5 donations, because I know those people made a sacrifice to give that to us. And we will never let them down. I say this all the time, and I mean it. I would gladly be a one-term senator if my longevity means betraying my community, betraying my principles, and betraying my values, but more so betraying you. That's why we're in this race, because we're tired of being lied to as well. So I'm asking you for your support. Early voting starts on the 16th, but I'm asking you for your support in November. My name is Antoine Pierce, and I'm number 12 on your ballot.
Thank you, Mr. Antoine Pierce. We appreciate it. And I'm sorry, we got two candidates that start with AP, and it's tough. I'm getting old. Mr. John Paul Bourgeois, sir, the floor is yours for 2 minutes, a closing statement.
So after 2016, I took stock and found that everyone was angry without really understanding why. People found different ways of coping. My wife and I joke that our first daughter is an election anxiety baby. Thank you for the laugh over there. So I found ways of getting involved. I became involved in my church. I joined a running group. I became an election commissioner, then an election commissioner in charge. But that wasn't enough, right? Because as a librarian, as an epidemiologist, as a church member, as a father, as a husband, these are all calls to serve, and I have the opportunity, I have the qualifications, so I felt a call to serve right now. And so, you know, you've heard a lot of really nice things. Some you might disagree with, some you don't, but they've been very well said by everyone. Clearly, if you're here tonight, you are engaged, so you're probably registered to vote. Go check out all of our platforms. I will point out that there are 15 people on the ballot and only 5 of us bothered to show up. And that really calls to mind who is going to show up and face you face to face like this in an open forum. No scripts, no television cameras, no big donor money splashing your image all over the TV. We are here, we are taking these questions impromptu, and we are happy to address them. One other quick point that hasn't been called to mind yet is that even though early voting does start, there is the COVID-19 mail-in application. So if you have any comorbidity, diabetes, obesity, any of that, if you're caring for someone with COVID-19, you can request a mail-in ballot, and you can use your right, even though you don't necessarily want to expose yourself. John Bourgeois, U.S. Senate 2020.
Thank you, Mr. John Paul Bourgeois. Mr. Dustin Murphy, the last word tonight goes to you. You have 2 minutes for a closing statement.
Well, what do you say? Everything's been said. Everybody here has spoke eloquently, like Mr. Bourgeois said. I'm so glad that everyone came out to at least stand on their platform. As a dissenting voice on some of these issues, sometimes it's hard to be the island. But I think even in the Republican Party, I would be the island on some things because I have a heart to serve. I didn't want to be in politics. That's why I took up welding. I didn't have to deal with people. I could put a hood down, earbuds in, and I could live my life one day at a time, one weld at a time. But I didn't like the direction our country was headed. I got 2 little girls that are growing up, and I want them to grow up with the same liberties and freedom that I grew up with. I want to give them more liberty and freedom than I grew up with. And I said, man, we got to do something. I prayed. And we had a gentleman that was going to run. He's from South Louisiana. He's actually from Mr. Pierce's area in East Baton Rouge. And he called me the next day, and he said, I can't do it. I just can't. So I actually fasted. I know that's kind of an anomaly in today's world, but I went on a 3-day fast, biblical fast. And I decided that I didn't want to do this for pride. I didn't want to do this for arrogance. I don't want to do this for the Republican Party. I don't want to do this for me. I want to do this for us. And I want to get up there. I am the average Louisianian. I am the average American. And I want to give us a voice at the national level that preserves freedom at all costs for all individuals. So on November 3rd, as Mr. Bourgeois pointed out, early voting, I'll be number 10. And I'm Dustin Murphy for United States Senate.
Thank you, Mr. Dustin Murphy, and that will conclude our closing statements. Again, we'd like to thank everyone who came out tonight. Candidates, thank you very much for putting yourselves out there. You open yourselves up for a lot of different things, but the reward is also good, so thank you very much for being here with us. Audience, thank you for being in the room tonight and our audience joining on the internet and on Facebook and via radio tonight. Thank you very much. Right now, we'll rejoin The Boot, our all-Louisiana music format on 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Have a great evening, and thanks for listening to our Meet the Candidates Forum.